every industry has a particular potential for corruption, but I'm saying that in every case, whether it's a bureaucratic process or completing a report or going to the council or going to the minister or going anywhere, those processes need to be marked by transparency and clarity and an eye on outcomes that are reasonable for everybody. And you've had people like Rod Fearing, the CEO of Lendlease, who said publicly that doing even world-leading sustainable urban development, whether it's on the coast or in our cities, in this state, is up to four times harder than it is in any other state of Australia.
The UDIA's submission to ICAC proposes that local government in New South Wales be reshaped to iron out what it calls dysfunctionalities and excess regulation in the development process. The UDIA has recommended that the number of councils in New South Wales be reduced to 10, along regional boundaries from the present 42 in Sydney. Councillors' roles would also be changed.
Probably one of the most contentious recommendations within this model is that there should be that most applications should be determined by professionals, primarily planners and other local government staff, rather than coming to elected councils and elected councillors. And so the role of councillors under this kind of system would become more of a strategic role, determining policy, determining a vision for an area. And we think that should take place ideally in larger areas. So we think there should be a move to having regional-based councils rather than the 42-odd, often very small councils that we have in Sydney and 160-odd councils across the state. We think if you had larger councils and councillors, and I used to be a councillor myself, councillors could be much more strategic and we could take a lot of the politics and the potential for corruption out of the development process.
Now, you're saying that local government needs to be reformed in a way, but what about the development industry, which has less regulation?
Well, I'd kind of disagree with that. This is such an over-regulated industry now that, in fact, the over-regulation of the industry is encouraging of corruption because people potentially could get so frustrated by the system, by councils who can't make decisions or state government agencies in which their applications, which have ticked every box, in which they get stuck, particularly in coastal areas and elsewhere, for years at a time. I mean, we've got a system in which, so in many coastal areas, you've got to go through two processes. You've got to go through your normal council processes, and you've got to go through a state government agency.
This week, the New South Wales Parliament passed legislation giving the Planning Minister, Frank Sartor, the right to overrule local councils on development decisions. The move, which was fiercely criticised by local government officials, has been welcomed by the UDIA.
We all should be cautious about increased authority being centralised to a Minister for Planning in the normal course of events. But the situation in this state, with our dysfunctionalities that we referred to, is such that we're among the first to say, pass that legislation, because we've got to have the big pair of scissors that cuts the difficulty of doing what should be and what often is award-winning sustainable urban development and coastal development and so on in a reasonable way that is sympathetic to the environment and so on.
One of the aspects the ICAC paper touched on was political donations and their potential impact on the integrity of the planning system. Do you think with the new laws passed this week, political donations should be made more transparent?
Well, I mean, I guess the general principle is this. I'm happy to say that we are happy for donations to be as transparent as they can possibly be. And in our comprehensive submission, I've mentioned that we'd be happy for a list of donations, whether they come from developers or they come from environmental groups or they come from the union movement, to anybody who is elected. And in fact, the system for council is probably a little more transparent than it is for the state government.